when I was a young mom, we had our first three kids kind of boom, 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 boom. They were, the first two were 18 months apart, and then the third one came really quickly after that, the second. And my husband was a surgery resident. So if you know anything about residency and then surgery residency life, he was just, I was basically a single mom parenting. I mean, I probably saw him like 3 hours about every 36 to, no, probably more like 48 hours. I just didn't, he just wasn't around a lot to parent.
Yeah.
Not like it was a, I mean, I knew it, we knew it going in. It was just a stage we were in. And, but it was in that space where I had to begin to figure out, because it was really hard. And I have such a heart for young mamas, because it's really hard to parent little people, even if it's just one little person. Mm-hmm. And then you compound it when you have more. And so I think the first space that Jesus began to intersect the gospel for me in my motherhood, where it began, instead of it being, yes, I believe all of the gospel, and yes, I am a mother, and they were parallel tracks. Mm-hmm. When it began to intersect, was actually in the concept for me with the Lord. One day I was standing there and I had this mess with my, I had a newborn at the time, and I had a mess with basically a 20-month-old, and then a third, like an almost 3-year-old. Like, they were all doing things that were wrong. And I was so tired. I mean, I've been up nursing and I was so tired, and then there was nobody else. And it's just this whole, all the feelings of that moment. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, the Holy Spirit just, for me, it was this epiphany, but he goes, Bethany, they're all sinners. Mm-hmm. And you're a sinner. And this is a sinful moment. It's what I came for. Mm-hmm. This is it. And it was like, instead of it being this parallel tract of, I believe Jesus died for my sins, mm-hmm. and I'm so thankful, it became a, like, we're applying that in this moment. And maybe for most people, it's a natural intersection. It was not natural for me. Mm. It was like they were compartmentalized, and I wanted to be a good mom, and I wanted to be a Christian mom. So, like, we went to church, and I sang Jesus Loves You, and they heard all the Bible stories, but there wasn't this radical intersection where my heart was completely compassionate to the sinner standing in my midst, understanding that I was a sinner standing in the same place, dealing with my own sin in this moment where I had these two sinners doing terrible things made me want to sin. I mean, I just wanted to be upset. And so when I say that the gospel intersects it, I mean, it's in like the little tiny moments where I have to stand for a second. And my kids are kind of used to me now, because it's not natural. I've been doing this for 22 years. It's still not natural, but that's because I'm flesh. That's because I am a sinner. So my natural is to view it from a selfish perspective, an apathetic perspective, from there. Mm-hmm. But in truth, when I understand the gospel in that moment, then that's why, like, when I break down the gospel into these questions, it is because in that moment I have to stand there and go, okay, what's going on? Okay, there's a sinner who is man right here, mm-hmm. but who is God? Who is God before the sinner? So I know these truths about him. And then what does Jesus offer in this moment? If Jesus were standing in my shoes, what would he offer? And then what does Jesus say about me in this moment? What is he standing beside me, speaking into me as the mama in this moment? Because my natural tendency, I'm fully standing in the fact, and I don't know about any other mom, but I know even if I don't say it, the fact that I'm so irritated in my brain and mad in my brain becomes fodder for the enemy to say, but you're so irritated and you're so mean in your head, if your kids even knew what was going on in your head. Mm-hmm. So then he's gonna kill me with that. Even if I can have enough self-control to keep it off my tongue, mm-hmm. he'll still kill me with it. He still wants to grab me with it. Mm-hmm. So understanding, who is Jesus to me? What does he say about my identity, even in this moment? And then, okay, so how can I then move in this moment in a way that reflects Jesus better? never perfect. I'm never perfect. I'm not. 22 years into this, I think I am more, so much more understanding of how huge the pools of God's grace are.
Wow.
And how deep the wellspring of his love for us is, that it's never ending, and he will never reject us.